Isang mahirap na desisyon ang ginawa ng pamilya ni Alice Lee upang magtungo ng Australia sa unang bahagi ng taong 1970 sa gitna ng kawalang tatag na politika sa kanilang pinagmulang South Korea.
It was a really difficult time for our parents because they had no language skills. Multiculturalism wasn't really something that was widely accepted, so there was a fair bit of racism. We had no money, the food was different, everything was foreign, and they had to completely resettle with the uncertainty, not knowing, you know, where life was going to lead.
Para kay Alice, ito ay naging daan para sa kanyang pag-aaral ng medisina sa Sydney. Yaon ay nagtulak sa kanyang pagkwestiyon sa kanyang etnikong pagkakakilanlan.
In a sense, I kind of wanted to escape from being Korean as well because at that time I was really awkward. I didn't want to be Korean. I wanted to be Australian, you know. I wanted to have blonde hair and I wanted to just fit in and I didn't want to stick out. As I get a little older, being Korean is so important to me because it is where my heart is. And no matter where you may live or what you may think, it is the essence of me. I love Korean food, I love Korean music, I love Korean drama.
Ngayon, bilang isang hepatologist, ibinabalik niya sa lipunan bilang isang pasasalamat ang pagtatrabaho sa mga komunidad na nadidisadbentahe at pagtulong sa ibang bansa.
Hepatitis is one of the biggest public health burdens in North Korea, and there is no one helping the program at this point in time. I didn't realize this was a case, but knowing now that this is a case, it's now impossible for me to walk away. Knowing that I can make a difference, and if I do make an effort towards it, the difference that I can be quite substantial.
Habang kanyang pinagmulan ay mahalaga para kay Dr. Lee, tila hindi ito pareho para sa kanyang mga anak.
I think it's very difficult to have a connection with a country if you have not lived there and if you don't actually feel a part of it. And so my children were born here and they also struggle with their sense of identity because I think it being Australian but of Asian appearance, it's hard for them to say, you know, they're Korean or they're Chinese or they're Australian.
Ang tatlong bahaging dokumentaryo ng DNA Nation ay sisimulan sa SBS mamayang gabi sa ganap na 8:30 ng gabi at pagkatapos ay maaaring muling mapanood sa SBS On Demand.